Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app as our 2024 draft coverage continues.
Live from the Ticketmaster studios at Falcons headquarters in Flowery Branch.
It's Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I ride with the game, stars being born, the midday show, Andy Randy, you're on. 92.9, sports talk midday, dial up Andy and Randy, we gon' need a big play, they gon' run to no huddle, they gon' get to what's trending, a game of sports jeopardy, in the car I be winning, they talking Jackets and Hawks, the Falcons and Dogs, if you fans of the Braves, we do this for y'all, you can ask them anything, the AMA round, we the city united. The talk of the town. The United and Hawks, the Falcons and Dogs. I rock with the game. They doing this for y'all. United and Hawks, the Falcons and Dogs. It's Andy and Randy. They doing this for y'all.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, live from Flowery Branch Falcons headquarters, where later on today, a lot is going to happen, obviously. Michael Penix will be introduced. He'll have his press conference. He'll be on with Dukes and Bell. Terry Fontenot, Falcons general manager, is going to join the guys later on this evening as well. And then, of course, rounds two and three we're going to take place tonight, too. That is, we talk about this leading up to it. We always have this conversation on Friday when we're here during the draft, of 90-ish percent of draft coverage being first-round centric.
Yes.
And therefore, 90-ish percent of draft reaction is first-round based. You're right. There are six more rounds to be taken.
Yes.
You had a really nice NFL career, and you were drafted in the fourth round.
Yes.
So you can get really good players outside of the first round, but of course we're reacting to what happened in the first round last night, and we will continue to beyond just what the Falcons did. There was 31 other picks made as well, and a lot of really interesting ones, some with local ties and all of that.
Yeah, dogs.
I think you got the most important news of the day.
Hell yeah, my son, I'm so proud of him. It's Regents, he's in college. Running track, and he just won. He just won the high jump.
Regional champ. High jump.
First place.
Isaiah McMichael.
So proud of
Beautiful.
Him. Beautiful. Oh man, such a proud papa right now, man.
So you guys did a whole show the day after Michael Penix got drafted number 8. What was the first time you cussed? Yeah, Randy cussed out of excitement because his son came in first place in regionals. That's so cool, man.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations,
so
Jim. That's really exciting. That was great. Like you showed me that as we were coming back from break. Just like genuine excitement over that, which is fantastic. Thanks for all the phone calls in the 11 o'clock hour. We will get the phone lines open in this hour as well, reacting to what happened last night. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We were talking for a minute about just some of the other stuff around the draft, not just the picks, but the coverage. I thought Nick Saban was awesome. If you watched that,
yeah, man.
I watched that broadcast of it live for the most part of the night. Obviously, Conti, Wes, and Dave down there at Mercedes-Benz were fantastic. They did a great job last night. Some of the interviews were a bit awkward if you saw some of that stuff, but there wasn't as much crying as there has been.
Yeah, dog, that was my thing.
It was a relatively born hard first round last night, which is pretty good. Pretty good.
And, you know, but the funny thing, because I think maybe – right before the draft, I saw the tweet that Roger Goodell just had back surgery, and they were wondering if he was going to do all the hugs. And who was that line? It was
the kid, J.C. Latham.
J.C. Latham.
Holy crap!
Grabbed him, and
I was
like
nobody told J.C. Latham about his back.
I was like, oh god, Roger. But next thing, shout out to Detroit. That looked gorgeous.
Looked
all those people and that support and everything. It
one thing
amazing.
We've always said on this show. Detroit,
yes,
underrated.
It is, man. The airport's cool.
It's a fine city.
Yes, it is. It is, man. It
Better
is.
Than Charlotte.
But come on, man.
It is.
At least they got a receiver, the boy from South Carolina who sounds like he's from South Carolina.
Yeah, he sounds.
He's a damn good player,
as
man.
Country as country can sound.
Yeah, he's a damn good player.
He doesn't have to go far. He's probably never been on an airplane before, so it's perfect. He can just drive down the road and play for the Panthers, for sure. They also did a nice job last night. At least the coverage that I watched. I know there was different channels and all that kind of stuff. They did a lot more Motown than modern. And I thought that was really good. Lean into that. I know Eminem's going to be involved in it, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, he's a part of your musical history as well. But I think the proudest parts of your musical history are the Motown music. So anyway, they did a nice job with that. Any Penix stuff before we get into an NFL no huddle?
No, I'm just anxious to see if he's going to have the do-rag.
Today?
Yeah.
No, not direct today. Not today. No.
Okay.
That's the do-rag has been all leading up to today.
Because that was a big thing.
If those waves aren't as perfect as – because he's had the do-rag on for 7 years.
Yes.
In the anticipation of getting drafted.
Like I said, I know –
Time I've seen him without a do-rag was the Heisman ceremony and hopefully today.
But the thing about it is because he lives up here, you know, ain't too many corner stoves with do-rags. But I'm sure he got a lifetime supply.
I don't think he's
ain't too many corner
short on
Yeah, but I'm saying
those.
Ain't too many corner stoves up this way, Michael, with no do-rags.
You're down by the stadium, though, you probably.
Yeah, you might have to stop on north side. Hey, nah, like, hey, Mom, pull over real quick, huh? Nah, I forgot my damn do-rag. You know, hey, it's going to be red or it's going to be black, so yeah.
Yeah, all the purple ones have to go, unfortunately. He can still wear those in, like, training camp or something, right? Because it seems like he has a lifetime supply of purple do-rags.
No, he can't wear no purple.
No,
the purple's
okay.
Over. The purple's done.
Okay.
The purple's done.
Purple's gone.
Yeah, the purple's done.
All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
NFL No Huddle every single day to lead the 12 o'clock hour, like we did in the 11 hour. We obviously will spend a ton of time talking about the draft selection. Last night, we will start turning the page into what the Falcons may do tonight as well. Randy's got a list of guys in positions of need that the Falcons can select in the second and third rounds tonight if they so choose. Or they could get a quarterback again.
Washington did it.
Spencer Rattler.
Hey, Washington did it.
Cousins.
Yeah, they took Arthur and Cousins.
Did Cousins just get Cousins?
Have you seen the memes?
Last night?
Have you seen the best one's a picture of Any Given Sunday.
Yes.
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 And then what RG3.
Even has the.
Yes.
Even,
he has the direct. And RG3 looking at Kirk Cousins at one time. It's just great. It's great. I laughed. That was the thing about last night. I laughed so much last night. And it was because I wasn't laughing because of the pick and people were mad. I was laughing at the pitches people were sending.
The reaction
was priceless.
If there's one thing, and this is we talk about this all the time. This is no secret. This fan base has been through tough times.
Yes, they have.
If there's one thing above all else that I give Falcons fans so much love for, two things actually, is if you're a Falcons fan, you're a diehard, flat out, because.
Yes.
Unfortunately, there hasn't been a ton of payoff for all the time and effort and energy and money and emotion and all that stuff you've put into it.
Right.
Secondly, it's the funniest fan base in the NFL.
Oh,
like, and you have to be.
And the creativity that they come up with.
Falcons
oh, yeah.
fans are hilarious.
Yes.
Like, and last night there was unfortunately something they didn't want to have happen happened.
Right.
And they know what to do. You shift into comedy.
Yep.
Because you got two options.
Yes.
You either drink or you laugh.
Yep.
Or both.
Or
maybe
both.
You can drink and laugh at the same time.
I like
to
do both. Hey, Abe, you got that clip by Raheem. Because this is something that Raheem was saying about why they picked Michael Penix at eight.
When you get Kirk Cousins and you talk about short-term winning, you talk about winning right now, which we know we're going to be in a position to do, which we want to be in a position to do, we won't have the ability to be picking this high again with the guy that we got. And these guys go off the board pretty quickly. And we thought it would be important for us to address our future quarterback right now while we're picking this low in these moments and to be able to move forward.
That's something that if you're in a situation where you're, like, rooting for somebody and you want somebody to be all in on something and make it basically saying, I'm putting myself, my job, my family's security, everything on the line, that's what he just said right there. Me and Terry are putting our reputation. I won't say reputation because he's still on. His reputation would not be shattered like that or nothing like that. But me and Terry are putting our jobs, as far as you know, this organization on the line. Of course, it's on the players, but it's on us because we made this decision right here to draft somebody at eight who is going to be the future that we believe that when it's time for him to go, we'll still be here because there's still a possibility. With the length of this contract that Kirk Cousins has and how owners are quick to pull the trigger now on firing coaches, they might not get to see him play.
Yeah, no, that's the – you're right.
Yeah.
Like, that is definitely one of the positive ways to look at what this is them saying flat out, yeah, we are doing this for this reason.
Right.
Because we plan on being here 3, 4, 5 years from now and winning in between now and then and wanting to continue the winning so we have the quarterback in place – when it comes time to do that. And that's a great thought, and I hope it happens. That's a hell of a thing to say for a team that's picked in the top 10 the last 4 years. Like, yeah, we don't anticipate having a draft pick this high again. I hope not. And we said it yesterday. If they pick in the top 10 again next year, anything's on the table.
Yep.
Like, anything could happen.
Yep.
There's a there's a very realistic chance that a lot of the people that are on the team now aren't on the team anymore when Penix makes his first start.
Yep.
There's a chance that Terry and Raheem aren't the coach and the general manager here
yep.
when Michael Penix makes his first start.
Yep.
Now, I hope that they are. Like, I think everyone's on the same page, as I hope, hoping that this works out.
Yep.
Like, that you win a bunch the next 3 years with Kirk Cousins. You're able to whatever. You've got a lot of offensive weapons in place. Hopefully the remainder of this draft, maybe a little bit more in free agency, whatever. Like, build out the roster the way that you need to win.
And all your young players, when they come up for their extensions, their contract extensions, if they're good as we think they should be, they'll still have a quarterback on a rookie contract.
Right.
Maybe.
I mean, right. Like, if it goes exactly perfectly.
It has to, though.
Then it's going
to
be great.
That's the thing about it. It has to. You know, like, again, I'm in the boat. I love the pick because I love Michael Penix. I don't understand the pick because you got Kirk Cousins. You know what I mean? That's my biggest thing. But I have to go take them for what they were talking about as far as why they did this. They explained why they did. Now, you can disagree or want to disagree. I'm just saying, they explained why they took Michael Penix. And when Dukes and Bell, the boys, when they talk to Terry tonight, or when they talk, but Michael probably won't know that, or when we talk to Ra or whatever, they're all going to see it just like that.
Yeah.
They're all going to see it just like that.
And I hope they're, like,
they better be.
High-minded vision of Falcons utopia comes true.
It better be.
Well, it better, yeah.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't, then they're all getting fired.
I know.
We're having a whole different conversation.
Yeah, because what's going to start coming up now, Arthur Blank's getting older and all these different things he wants to win now. Well, you can win now. Just because you took a quarterback at 8 does not mean you can't win now. I think that's one of my biggest takeaways. Just because they didn't draft a player that people thought they should have drafted and took a quarterback does not mean you can't win now. All right? The way this team was constructed before yesterday, they still should be able to win the South and win a home playoff game and win that. They should be able to do that without that. Well, if you would have got some other positions.
Right.
Which you still can do, by the way.
You still can do. Yeah. But if you would have drafted, you know, I don't know, your future.
So they were drafted Dallas Turner last night. Would their odds have been better?
I don't know, because I haven't seen it. But philosophically, you could get behind it easier.
Okay.
Because it addressed the biggest need they've had for
15 years. I agree. My thing is, like, if you're going to tell me that Dallas Turner or Jared Verse or Latu or Murphy or all them, if they were that pick at 8, does this put the Falcons in a different spot? Position than they would have been without.
If those guys are really good.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, but you just don't know.
I don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I can
say what I think about Michael Penix, but I don't know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Here's what they told us about those guys,
right.
Is they don't think those guys are that
exactly.
Person.
That's exactly what
here's
they
what else
said.
They better be right about.
Yes.
That.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Don't let Dallas Turner go out there and have 14 sacks next
that's
year.
That's exactly
you know who's
what they
not
said.
Gonna have 14 sacks next
Michael
year?
Penix,
Michael
Jr.
Penix.
Michael Penix?
All right, we'll come back. We'll keep dissecting it. They always talk about process, not results. First of all, blank that. It's a results business.
Yes, sir.
Results matter. But when the process is flawed, too, you can't really lean on process. The phone lines are also open at 404-726-0929. We'll take some calls. We'll keep talking about the first round of the NFL draft last night right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To more Andy and Randy, live from the Ticketmaster Studios at Falcons Headquarters in Flowery Branch.
Giving you our exclusive NFL draft coverage.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, I think the key is, you know, you look around an organization when you're a quarterback and you say, hey, are we on the same page from ownership to general manager to head coach and to quarterback? And if you feel like you're all on the same page, that gives you the best chance to win. And I do think we have that here.
They are aligned. I know the video came out where it looked like Terry was explaining to Arthur Blank why he picked him there, but they're aligned. I saw the video.
Okay.
Calling Michael.
How many? Okay, so he's had four people, four dots to be aligned, right?
I know. I left him out.
I don't have any doubt that the first three dots were aligned last night.
Well, their other quarterback is aligned.
Penix
is aligned.
Kirk Cousins just didn't happen to be talking about himself in that clip right there. He was just talking about the general theory of quarterback, not necessarily him, the quarterback. Because I'll say this. I bet he wasn't very aligned on that pick last night at number eight.
No. And again, he's sitting there. Nobody's happy who's in the first round. I'll go quarterback-wise. Not happy. They're not happy, all right, that a quarterback was picked. I don't know who the hell is in Chicago. He wasn't happy that Caleb was picked.
Do you think that Zach Wilson's furious that they got Bo
Nicks? I bet he is.
Dang it.
Hey,
this was my job for 48 hours.
I bet he was. I'm telling you now.
By the way, you're on a roll. Yeah. But, like, we made fun of this earlier this week about that being the saddest quarterback room for a decade.
Oh.
It got sadder yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Like
Bo Nicks?
They went from spending $250 million and all their draft picks on Russell Wilson to Bo Nicks and Zach Wilson.
Yes.
After what they had before that.
Yes.
So, again, I don't know. Misery loves company, whatever.
I'm going to tell you.
Their situation's worse than yours. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you who panicked, though. It was like, damn. Even though they got my favorite player in the draft, the damn Raiders.
Yep.
Because the Raiders were sitting there like, oh, they're dropping. Yeah. Oh, they're dropping.
They thought they had panics.
Yes.
And they from the reports that we read,
they called the Falcons about that eighth pick
to get panics. Yeah. They wanted to come up and get panics.
Yeah, but, I mean, I love Brock, and I'm glad he got to go to – I know they drafted a tight end. Who was he? Second round last year. Talking about Vegas. But – hey, you go get that guy.
Yeah. you get a chance to get Brock Bowers, and it's a position of need, then you get Brock Bowers.
Yeah, you go get that guy. But, yeah, I think that, you know, no player is – the mentor thing is all crap, all right? Jacoby Brissett ain't finna mentor Jaden Daniels. That ain't his job. His job is to try to go out there and win games. And you know what he wants to do? Even though he knows Jaden's – I'm sorry. I said Jaden Daniels.
Drake May, thank you.
His job – it's to win games. He ain't going to be sitting, come on, Drake, let's go over here and throw some balls at the practice. It don't work like that.
All right, Drake, here's what you're going to want to do next time.
Yes.
In order to make sure that you do this better than I do.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
it don't happen.
You lead by example.
Yes.
You are a professional.
Yes.
You do everything the same way you've always done it.
What do you think Marcus Mariota said last night?
Who does he play for again?
Washington.
Oh, Washington. Yeah. That's right.
What do you think he said?
Damn.
Now, I know this time he's definitely taking my job.
Again? yeah. I mean, I do think Marcus Mariota is partially to blame for this, too, by the way, if you consider it blame or however you want to talk about it. Like, the Falcons don't do what they've done over the last 2 months if Mariota and Ridder weren't as bad as they were the last two seasons. Like, that's how bad the quarterback play was. The quarterback play was so bad the last 2 years, they were like, you know what? Pay all the money in the offseason and spend the first-round draft pick on a quarterback. We never want to do this again.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
$100 million for Kirk Cousins. If he gets hurt, first-round draft pick. We have to have an answer.
Yes.
I don't care. I don't care how much it costs. I don't care if we don't need him right now.
I do believe this.
Never again.
If something happens to Kirk, Michael Penix is going to be the backup.
I don't understand what the – what do you – like – what else would happen?
I don't know, because people keep putting Taylor, whatever his damn name.
Well, he's here, and they
he's getting compensated pretty good for a backup.
Probably be on the team.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I still think if something happened to Kirk,
would
you put Michael in?
I would.
Oh, and another thing, Andy, I know you got a whole lot of juice and everything like that. No, Andy did not know. People are thinking that because you went to Washington that you might have known.
Oh,
yeah.
I did. I knew. Sorry.
Oh, man.
It's not only that I knew, but then people were, like, blaming me. They're like, ah, you did this somehow. And I was like, last time the Falcons had a Washington quarterback, they did go to the Super Bowl. It was 1998, and his name was Chris Chandler.
I didn't know Chris went to Washington.
Well, he's not the most famous Washington quarterback,
yeah,
but
man, I know that.
He did go there, so pretty good track record.
Yeah, man.
I'll say the last couple times they had Oregon quarterbacks, Joey Harrington and Marcus Mariota.
Didn't go too well.
Wasn't too good.
We're happy with. But I think, you know, this is, and I know people, they look at it so many ways where, okay, it's going to be divisive in the locker room and all those different things, and it's just not going to be. That's the, this team is going to want this team. We know the business of the business. If you're an NFL player and you're in that locker room, you know the business of the business. Kirk Cousins' job is not in jeopardy right now. I saw the dumbest damn thing this morning for the people wanting to refer to all the national show. Is the honeymoon over already for Kirk Cousins? What in all the hell are you talking about? Kirk Cousins is not going to lose his job to Michael Penix.
No, that was the first thing Terry Fontenot said last night before he even sat down. Like, he was, like, sitting down addressing the media. Kirk's still our quarterback.
Yes.
Because, I mean, naturally, when you draft a quarterback in the first round,
people might wonder. If Kirk was here already, I'm talking meaning that he already played a season and everything like that, and, this happened, they'd be like, well, maybe.
Maybe. Right. If it was next year
Kirk hadn't played very well. There's no controversy.
Or if it was next year and Kirk got hurt here and he was coming back
off. You know what else? Ain't no damn competition.
No, it's
not a quarterback competition this summer. It's not going to be.
It's not going to be, but that doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, that doesn't matter for the Falcons fan. If Michael Penix goes out there and, like, is throwing ropes all over the yard in preseason, which he's probably going to be doing.
He is.
People are going to be like, what about that guy? If Kirk Cousins out there not doing that, and I'm not saying that he's not going to do that. Like, again, I think we all hope Kirk Cousins balls out and hope that this plan works out the way that they, like, optimistically are planning for it to work out. But they've invited all of these questions. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, Kirk Cousins now has to answer questions about a first-round draft pick quarterback that he wouldn't have had to answer otherwise, right? Like, that's not going to be his favorite thing to do. Kirk Cousins last night had to get a phone call while they were on the clock telling him that they were going to draft a quarterback in the first round.
Yes.
And clearly, based on the quotes from his agent that came out last night, they weren't super thrilled about that. And that's where I get back to, like, if it works, that's fantastic. Like, if Kirk Cousins comes in here and is excellent for the next 2 to 3 years and you win a bunch of games and then you decide because of his age you're going to move on and then Penix slots in and you continue winning and it's just this new era of Falcons winning that we're entering into right now, fabulous. It still doesn't mean the process by which you got there made sense because even getting Kirk Cousins is going to cost them draft picks.
Yes.
Like, they screwed that up.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then last night, going and getting Michael Penix and not communicating with the guy that they just paid $100 million to be the quarterback, they screwed that up.
Right.
Like, that's why when they lean on, well, you know, we're not entirely results-oriented. We got to go to our – their process has been bad.
Yes.
Over and over and over again. It's the same thing with the Hawks when Landry tries to tell us about process. Well, something's wrong with the process, man.
Like, we don't trust this one.
And here's the other thing is there's no process column in the box score. It's wins and losses,
yes,
man. Like, you got to win games. However you get there, and again, if they get this right, great. That's all that matters. But how they got there, at least at this point, is a little bit questionable. All right, let's take some phone calls. 404-726-0929. Rob is in Buford. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. Hope you're doing great.
Hey, Rob. Good.
Congratulations, Randy. I'm sure you're a proud dad with that track win.
Appreciate it,
and,
man.
And, you know, congratulations to the NFL in Detroit. What a great first round, right, of an NFL draft.
Yeah.
Looked good. The draft board drained pretty much as we expected, obviously, until pick 8. And as a Falcons fan, you know, my jaw was on the floor, completely shocked. I had to laugh. Didn't have any alcohol at home. I'm at Hooters now, and you can damn – yeah, you can guess what I'll be doing in the next few minutes on a Friday afternoon. But I'll say this. As a GM, I'm in love with winning, and I'd be in love with winning right now. Randy, I've got a question for you. Andy, I've got a question for you. Randy, if you're the GM of the Falcons last night, and Michael Penix is a great guy, I love the guy, but if you're the GM of the Falcons, do you take Penix, yes or no? And if you don't, who do you take and why? And Andy, I think critically important for this season, who do the Falcons target the balance of the draft? And seriously, are these guys going to be Super Bowl contenders this coming season? We don't want to wait any longer, fans. We want it now. You've got a good framework, but will we have a team that can compete for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think that's a critically important question, is like taking a first-round quarterback with so many other needs is a statement of we think our roster's really good,
yes,
right? Like, isn't that what that says?
100%.
Like,
that's why we think we're a championship caliber roster. That's why I keep saying that. I'm like,
but they're not. I don't think.
But they think they are. We don't. It don't even matter what we think.
It matters what you think. And to me, it does.
No, the reason I say that, like, of course it matters. I mean, people pay tickets, so you want to believe your team is good. They know more about this team than we do. they know more about how these guys are going to fit in their scheme and do their things than we do.
I hope so. I think you're right. I know people keep saying that all the time. It's like, well, those guys, you know, they're – yes, yes. Right, yeah, 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 for sure.
Yeah, they, but
I think you're right. Maybe not than you, though. Like, you played. Like, yeah. You watch.
Yes.
You were in there.
Yes.
Like, and every year we do this, and you're like, I think they should do this, and then they do that, and it doesn't work out, and the thing that you suggested that they do would have worked. So it's like, maybe you know as much as they do. You know what I mean? It's a very popular thing just to be like, well, they know more than us.
Yeah.
They know more than me. Like, you said that about the Hawks front office last week, and I was like, I don't know, man. I think if you and me were the Hawks general managers, I think we'd be fine. Honestly, I think we'd be fine. No offense to those guys, but like, we also have to stop talking about this stuff as if it's like we're not writing a new Declaration of Independence or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, we're not designing a new government. They're just trying to draft football players that can play.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like. They're not creating the atomic bomb. This isn't Oppenheimer. These guys are just looking at football players and being like, yeah, that one's good.
Yeah.
Oh, and we like to do this, and that one, that guy does that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. This isn't, yeah, I don't know. I'm not trying to be a jerk about it or anything like that.
It.
But like,
but I love it.
You could do it, okay? Like, if you were up there helping them out, you might help them out. And maybe they should ask you, because you got a list of guys that they could take tonight that I'd like to see them take.
And other guys might take them, though.
I know, but that's the worst part.
Because they're really good players. They're really good players who, obviously, there's only 32 picks in a round, in that first round.
Yeah.
And some of these guys should have probably been in there.
Yeah, you know, yes, whatever. Definitely. There are absolutely 15 to 20 guys that will get drafted today that could have been drafted yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the reality of every single draft. We just have to trust them to know who they are.
You have to, because if that's what you have to believe, that we view our roster and we know that we still have enough picks to be able to get impact players. But where we are right now, we feel with our coaching, because you know it's always about Uno Nuno.
Uno Nuno doesn't work here anymore.
Hey, dog.
Okay.
Hey, you got to keep saying it, though. Uno Nuno.
Say it in English or something. I don't know. Uno Nuno got fired.
Yeah. That's so
Let me ask you a question real quick. Just real quick.
Yeah.
Do you think that they have a Super Bowl caliber roster?
Hell no.
Neither do I, man. Come on. come on.
Hell no. One thing I ain't gonna lie to the people.
Yeah,
like you said, if I was a GM, no, I would not have selected Michael Pence. I would have found a way to get out of there. If I could not have gotten out of there, then I probably would have taken a Byron Murphy. But that's just my thought process.
2 years in a row, the Seahawks got the guy I want, by the way.
Of yesterday, because of the fact is that the way the draft went, it lets you know that there was not.
Right. Absolutely.
People wanted offensive tackles and wide receivers.
And quarterbacks. There were 6 quarterbacks taken in the top 12. That's never happened before. Something, what was the 23 or something like that of the first round draft picks were offensive players. That's a record. That's never happened before. And you're right. Like, the guys that were mocked to come here all fell down the draft board and went later.
Oh,
like, almost 7 or 8 picks beyond where the Falcons were. So the rest of the league told you how they felt about those guys, too. The difference is the rest of the league didn't spend $100 million on their franchise quarterback last month.
Absolutely correct.
All right. The phone lines remain open. Ryan, Chris, Coop, Big C, Juice. I see all of you on
hold. We see you.
I see you. We'll get to you. Coming up next, just be patient with us. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The atmosphere is nothing short of electric.
Woo! We're getting you ready for round 2 of our NFL draft.
With Andy and Randy, live from the Ticketmaster studios at Falcons headquarters in Flowery Branch.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ow! This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at MarkSpain.com, and start packing. Thanks for being with us here on a Happy Hour Friday midday show with Andy and Randy, coming to you live from Flowery Branch. We are at Falcons headquarters. We saw Raheem Morris.
Yeah, we saw Wawa.
I think he was going to get a workout or something.
Eavesdropping.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, y'all talking about me?
No, I think he was like, all right, let's hear if Randy makes any suggestions for the secondary in the second round. We'll just take him.
Yeah, creep through it in an eavesdrop.
Just slip him like a little note next time he walks by. Here's the 3 corners I like. Here's the 3 pass rushers I like. I need you to get one.
I mean,
of
you look at the corners. Kool-Aid's still there.
Kool-Aid's still there.
Was projected as an early first.
Yep.
Kamar Lassiter.
Still there.
Can play in any scheme, outside corner. Yep. Can play start day one for you.
Yep.
You got the defensive tackle, the kid, Zeron Newton.
Mm-hmm.
defensive lineman from Illinois. People had first round grades on him. Marshawn Nealon, he's an edge player out of Western Michigan.
Oh, he's a guy. Yes. He's somebody that that Emory told us about months ago.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And was talking about could sneak into the first round.
And then there's Jonah Ellis. He's a Utah defender. You know how I love Utah defenders. And he's there too. So, I mean, there's players there. Now, me saying that for the Falcons, I'm not naive enough to don't think that other teams are looking at them right there.
Yes.
The Falcons are in 43. There's 10 picks before them, 9 picks before them. So it's a possibility. But still, there's still good players that you can go get in this round and the next round, and they can be starters day one. It's just the way it is. Because,
let me amend that sentence slightly.
Yeah.
That will be starters day one.
That's what I'm saying.
Because
and then
they need two starters.
What is another thing we've talked about before then? There's a lot of really good corners that are waiting to after the draft to sign.
And safeties. And some pass rushers that are demanding trades.
There's still stuff to be done.
There's that secondary free agent market.
There's still stuff to be done.
For sure. No doubt. Last night was one pick. It certainly was one pick that had a lot of people fired up, not only here but nationally. I said this earlier, I'll say it again. My phone never in my life has it ever done what it did last night when the Falcons made that pick. Because, obviously, we're here. We cover this team. We do this job. I'm from there. I worked there. I covered that team. I did that job. I rooted for, like, 95% of the people I know are either Huskies fans or Falcons fans.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So two worlds collided last night, and my phone. I also did the thing that I always meant to do, and I had never done it until last night because I had been sort of a slave to social media. I just put the phone down. And I just watched the coverage.
I didn't have my phone.
And I just watched it in real time. It was kind of nice, like not knowing, not having the picks tipped or anything like that, just sort of like watching it happen. And I only did that until the Falcons picked.
Right.
And then I was like, all right, I got to get on Twitter and see. Right. I got to see the reaction to this one because Falcons fans are certainly going to have one. Shout out to Chef Zay Cooks. He's got a can of Monster Energy drink. There was a couple of other ones from earlier. But anyway, if you're out there, Jared's got a bottle of Evan Williams. just a whole bottle of it. So shout out to you. If you're drinking something today, take a picture of it. Tweet it at us, at TBM929, at RandyMac81. We'll give you a shout out on the radio. Let's get back out to the phone lines. Ryan is in Woodstock. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it. Hey, I kind of share the same sentiment as most fans have called in today. And lines of maybe this is a draft and trade type scenario. Was waiting for potentially something to happen later on in the afternoon or later in the night, but alas, did not happen. But my question to you is there a precedent of any first-round draft pick deals that may transpire the day after that may or may not could have taken place within a 10-minute window? Thanks a lot, guys. Love the show.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. I know that was a thought from some folks. So maybe they drafted him. It was some sort of like NBA draft situation where you make the pick for another team and then you swap him later. It doesn't happen. That's not an NFL thing.
No. I mean, it is. It was. I mean, you looked at when Eli didn't want to go. They swapped.
Right. Yeah. But that was we knew that was going to happen for months before the draft took place.
Right.
For anybody that was wondering, maybe they're going to move Penix at the back end. And that wasn't the plan. Obviously, there's no precedent for drafting a guy on Thursday and then trading him on Saturday that I can ever think of.
No.
The only precedent, and there's a lot of flaws with it, and we've gone through that so far in the show a number of times, for doing this, is teams have drafted quarterbacks in the first round and then stashed them for a while, so they had a backup or they had their next quarterback in waiting when their current quarterback was ready to either call it quits or they needed to get rid of him or whatever. The other problem with that is, like, everybody talks about the Green Bay model, right? And only remembers, like, the good parts of it. There was also, like, Aaron Rodgers went nuts after that. Remember that? Like, that was the first step towards Aaron Rodgers sort of become, like, held the franchise hostage in the off seasons after that. Like, started going on national radio and television shows and saying whatever the hell he wanted all the time. Like, that was like the first step in Aaron Rodgers becoming the guy that he is right now. Same thing with Brett Favre, retired and unretired. Like, you only remember they did it and the next quarterback was good and that's all that happened. Now it was pretty tough sledding.
Yes,
also.
It was.
And they dealt with it because they won. Like, they were able to manage those situations because the teams continued winning. If the And then, by the way, the last year there, they didn't win with Rodgers because he was kind of banged up and before he skipped town to go to New York.
Right.
Like, everyone just remembers it as this, like, foolproof great plan that always works. Like, that one only kind of worked, too. And they didn't win any Super Bowls doing it.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah. And there's a lot of other differences as well, but we don't have to get into all of those. Chris is in Conyers. Hello, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Okay. I just had a thing I wanted to say about drafting Penix. We haven't seen we haven't seen Cousins play yet at all. So I was just thinking that maybe that's why they did it, and maybe if he is injured, coming back off this injury, they have a backup plan just in case.
No. Kurt's better be ready.
Yeah. They paid him $100 million guaranteed dollars.
Yeah. Kurt,
like,
no.
That's why they tampered.
Yes.
He better be ready.
Yeah, Chris,
we
appreciate it, Chris.
No, Chris,
thank you, Chris.
No, ain't no what if. Ain't no what if he's not. Nothing.
This isn't, hopefully,
no.
Kirk's Achilles is okay,
no.
But if it isn't, then we have this guy.
No.
They paid Kirk Cousins $100 million guaranteed dollars
to play
to be their quarterback.
Yes.
For the next 2 to 3 years.
Yes, ain't no
2 years
no.
for sure. 3 years maybe.
Yeah. Only way Chris's theory, if Kirk has a setback or something like that.
Yeah, right. No, this is of course. Like, if Kirk Cousins, just because Kirk Cousins is healthy at the beginning of the season next year, just like any quarterback in the NFL, there's no guarantee that he's going to stay healthy. And I don't just mean because of his Achilles. I mean, anything can happen. I mean, that's the reality of it. The backup quarterback has never played more in the NFL than he has played over the last handful of years. So maybe that's a part of it too. But they didn't talk about any of that stuff.
No.
The reason they did this was so they could have their next starting quarterback
right now
when Kirk Cousins isn't their starting quarterback
Correct.
Anymore. But Kirk Cousins better be their starting quarterback week one this year and next year and hopefully the year after that too. They want that. That's the part of it that's so crazy is hopefully, and I know this ignores a lot of the other context, but this phrase is true. Hopefully Michael Penix doesn't play for the next 3 years.
Yes. We said that earlier this year. Hopefully he does not play.
And that's another part of it I don't like as a Michael Penix fan.
Because I know
really like.
Because I know Michael. He's a mature young man. We know all
he's
that.
He's going to handle
he's
it.
He's
going to
handle it professionally. But this man wants to play.
Yeah,
this man wants to play.
He's just coming off being one of the best quarterbacks that we've seen in college football for the last 2 years.
Right.
He's got numbers that he put in the last 2 years. He put up numbers that have only been comparable to like Patrick Mahomes when he was at Texas Tech. Like, he put up crazy numbers. He wants to play.
He
football,
wants to play.
Man. He wants to come in here and play week one. Now he knows he's not going to. And again, like you said, he's going to handle it professionally. Kirk's going to handle it professionally. But you only have to say this guy's going to handle it professionally when your team does something unusual. You know what I mean? No one was going to come in here and say, and I think Kirk will handle it professionally if they drafted Roma Dunze.
No.
You know what I mean?
Well, Rob, keep walking. You keep walking through this spot.
He's eavesdropping. He's eavesdropping on us. Well, yeah, you want to sit down? We're live. No, you can't. Okay. Hey, Morris, coming by. Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Oh, Bassett got it clear with you.
All right.
All right, coach.
Well, that was Raheem Morris's voice in the background. We're not lying. It really was. But, yeah, I'm sure somebody will talk to him later. It won't be us.
Yeah.
Coop! I'd rather talk to Coop anyway. What's up, Coop?
Man, real quick, man. How you guys doing this morning?
Outstanding.
Good afternoon.
Look, man, I just want to say, first of all, I love you guys, man.
I love you, Coop.
I've been listening to 92.9 since the very beginning, man. You guys, the show is like by far the best one that the station has trotted out, man. And I know everybody loves like those Hollywood A-listers that come on at 2 p.m., man. But while they're out shaking hands and kissing babies, man, you guys are putting on for the streets, man. So on behalf of all of the real AT aliens, man, like, we appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Coop.
Thanks, Coop. Put on for the streets.
Look, in the wise words of Young Jeezy, man. But So no, man. About the draft last night, though, man. I'm definitely super conflicted. Like, free Kirk Cousins signing, man. Like, Michael Penix was really my guy. I was hoping that we actually would go after him in the draft, but. You know, we spent $180 million on a quarterback, so, you know, I'm not really certain of what the purpose was now, man. But, you know, it's just him as a person, man, I'm a fan, right? And, Randy, like, you know, I'm sure you would agree with me with this, man. But it's something about the way them southpaws, man, them lefties, the way they throw that ball, dog, that thing just come, it pop off their hand, man. And, you know, I think he's got a high upside, and I think he's going to have a great career in the league, man. But, yeah, I'm conflicted about, you know, why we signed him after, or why we drafted him after Kirk Cousins, man. And, yeah. You know, I'm a fan of Terry Fontenot as well now, right? So I'm just going to sit back and trust it. He knows what he's doing. You know, he makes a lot of money to make these kind of decisions, man. But I think I speak for all of us when I say, you know, we're confused.
I think conflict. Thank you for the call and the nice words, too. We appreciate that. I think conflicted is a great way to describe
because
it.
Because the thing about it, Andy, is all the and you can correct me if it doesn't happen to you, but a lot of mine are not about the player.
No,
meaning Michael Penix, the quarterback.
I could not love the player more than I do.
Yeah, it's more about the position that they took.
Yeah, the context.
The context of it, and I get that. Like, and we always talk about it's one of those things where. You can't have enough good people in the building and all of you can have all the good people in the world in the building if your ass is losing, you know, and losing at the same time. Right. Hey, you give me somebody to walk by and kick over a damn trash can because they mad. They don't mean they're a bad teammate. They mean they want to win. Don't give me no dude that's always handing out pamphlets by the damn stall. Hey, brothers, I know we lost, but you need to know that you are somebody. You know, I don't want that.
You know, you're a pamphlet guy?
No, you need a mixture of fools and good people.
Right, of course. But you can also be a fool and a good person at the same time.
Ding, 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 ding. I just raised my hand, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you can have
those. Yeah, you got to walk that line.
You got to walk that. You got to know how to walk that line like I did. But yeah, I was a damn fool. But
also that's really helpful on football
and everything. That's my thing. It's like you're not hearing – damn, it's Michael Penix. It's more or less the reasoning behind.
Exactly.
Now,
exactly.
Tell me this. They pick at 43 today. If they took him at 43, would you be as mad? Would people be as mad if they picked him at 43?
No, they wouldn't be.
Okay.
They wouldn't be. But then that part of it would make even less sense, too, because that's only 4 years,
right?
Kirk Cousins says 3 years guaranteed. Also, he was never going to be there at 43.
The crazy thing I saw, it was they were talking about when Michael Penix, whenever he becomes a starting quarterback, saving 2 years, he'll be 26. Drake London be 24 years old.
Yeah.
They got babies still on this
team. Right, they do.
They got babies. And, oh, one more other thing. The spin, the left-handed spin, it's a different spin.
It spins the other way.
It spins the other way.
Yeah.
They got a jug machine outside that you can actually turn where the ball comes out that way.
Huh.
So without the fact that people –
they got that type of technology now?
Oh, yeah. They got – yeah. So people are like, oh, the ball spins differently. I play with a left-handed quarterback in green.
Yeah.
It don't.
Who? There was a receiver, though,
Jerry
like a
Rice.
Good one. Jerry Rice, that's right.
Jerry Rice.
He was like, at lefties, I can't catch it.
He's the greatest of all time. Jerry caught bricks.
Well,
all right.
Yeah, man. They won a Super Bowl with Steve Young.
Jerry's daddy threw bricks at him. All right? Like on dodgeball.
Like on dodgeball. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
And you'll catch a brick, you'll catch anything.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the calls. We'll keep the phone lines open. We'll keep taking calls in the 1 o'clock hour as well. We'll get back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Any idea what that might be?
Well, Ozzy's back.
Ozzy's back, baby.
Ozzy's back, baby.
It is actually really cool that Ozzy Albies came back way faster than we did.
Yeah, and I need to get on this documentary tonight that they did of him.
Oh, there's an Ozzy Albies documentary?
Man. Yeah, I need to get on that. Oh, the Lakers suck. Joel Embiid, that was dirty, but yet
Baller.
50 points. Yeah.
With Bell's palsy? I don't even know what that
balling.
Is. But
balling.
Yeah, but none of those are it. We'll talk more Falcons draft coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.